due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
You know, this show has started a little depressing. In WWE, we're all about putting smiles on faces. We need some good news. I've got it. Ladies and gentlemen, just last week, Matt Hardy's wife, Rebecca, gave birth to their third child, a beautiful baby boy.
Congratulations.
I mean, I hear the kids cross-eyed, but at least we know you're the father.
This is Matt Hardy, version one, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic, the pro wrestling talk show on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for December 14th. 11 days until that rather cherubic man comes down your chimney and leaves all the presents for you, or the green guy takes all of them. Yeah, that's right, Christmas, 25 days away. Welcome to the show. We're real quick, the holidays, it's International Monkey Day. I don't even know what that means. National Bouillabaisse Day, Roast Chestnuts Day, and UK National Postal Workers Day. We also want to do a shout out. It's also the first day that we have a Dr. Laura Cole in this world. Danny's wife just graduated with her doctorate yesterday. So we have to call her Dr. Cole from now on, apparently.
I'm calling her Dr. Laura.
Dr. Laura. Oh, even better. So Dr. Laura Cole, congratulations. Real quick, former birthdays today, former WWE Spirit Squad member, Johnny, you might remember him as Johnny Jeter, is 38 today. Also former thrill seeker, I believe, with Matt Capitelli.
Former great talent who got run out of the business because he was sick of the stupid stuff they were doing with him.
Yes, yes. And so Johnny Jeter is 38 today. And I want to let you know, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire Culver. Join us tonight, UFC 245 at Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door. We got three title fights in the card tonight. You do not want to miss this. You have a busy day of shopping all day. Come on out to Salvatore's at 10 o'clock. Get a good seat and watch an incredible night of fights with the last three all having belts determined. Cannot wait. I can't remember the last time I saw three belts. I think it was UFC 200.
They still didn't have the matches that were, I mean, we're seeing some good fights tonight.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And it's leading up to John Jones, of course, will be fighting in February. But the next UFC after this is Conor McGregor.
Hopefully he gets whooped.
And Brian's not here to make fun of my bad Irish accent. So, I will say January 18th, but yeah, come out tonight. Great fights in a row. It's looking forward to the next string of fights going on. I actually have a friend of mine who's there, Jack Skellington from the Flower City Fear is there with his girl, and they're there for the UFC. And it's like, man, he flew there. What a fun time that's going to be. So beyond that, I want to know if you are interested in roller derby, you want to be a skater, officiate, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're into the Flower City Fear, that's the men's team. It's FLOUR. Find their website, flowercityfear.com. And if you want to skate, help out, do anything, check them out.
We're very welcoming. And what a foggy Saturday morning. I'm looking out the window and I see nothing.
Yeah, that's ominous.
Yeah, it is currently 39 degrees, which is the high for the day. So I guess we're supposed to get snow flurries tonight, I heard.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like wet snowflakes coming. Mm. They've changed it. It was originally supposed to be rain, but apparently it's going to get cold enough to be a little wet snow.
So I was going to say, perfect night to come out to UFC. Remember the Royal Rumble we watched at Salvatore's where it was like blizzarding out? It was like a complete whiteout the entire time we were there for the pay-per-view.
We're not going to miss the Royal Rumble, though.
No, we will not miss the Royal Rumble. I have the balls. I am ready to do it. I mean, the balls with the numbers on them that we have to draw out.
Sure, that's what you meant.
Yeah, so I want to introduce the cast and crew. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Danger Boy. Of course, you've heard his voice. Danger, how are you doing today?
I'm doing a lot better than I was last week.
I was going to say, you weren't feeling very well, and then he comes in with crutches today, so I don't know what next week.
I've been on crutches for almost a month now.
Really, really. And we're also joined by Furby, sporting his Mets jersey.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Got Pete Alonso today.
Pete Alonso. It's Pete Alonso Day. And, Rookie of the Year, you can't beat that, you know?
And he was named to MLB's all-first team for the first time that they're doing this. So it was kind of cool. The Mets got him and DeGrom on there.
What did they do? Got to catch up with the NFL and their top 100 all-time or something?
Just,
you know?
giving away awards to everybody nowadays.
Well, everybody gets one. You get a car, and you get a car. And
well, they're handing out cars.
Yeah, so speaking of, well, let's talk about handing out anything, but we will start the show. We've got to start the show. Talk about our friend Luke Harper, who got released this past week. Officially released from WWE. Long process it took. In fact, if anything, I think he's at a disadvantage for getting released now, because now he doesn't get a paycheck and he's still got to sit out the non-compete, I think, until it ends.
Yeah, he's got 90 days now, as opposed to if your contract expires, you have no-compete.
Yeah.
Because you're not under contract.
Yes, yes.
Which is, he still is free before his contract would have expired. So it is a little bit of a bonus. But, he's finally...
He's financially sound guy, so I'm sure it can't hurt him too bad. But, I mean, he has got to wait, but he will be no longer getting the check for not coming in, you know? So, but he is a free man now. And, in fact, if anything, you know, our friend the Artiste, who's in town this past week, and his Corpus Christi Ice Rays are actually having Luke Harper make an appearance there in January, which is pretty cool. Of course, the Artiste is nervous as heck because he's waiting for the cease and desist for anything involved with, the appearance, because there's so many things in flux because of him getting released this past week and really what you can and can't do and, involving wrestling. I mean, he probably could go do movies, I bet, with no problem. You know,
well, I know sometimes with those no competes, they allow you to do non-televised wrestling shows and stuff like that because, I mean, I think it's illegal to actually force you to not work in your profession.
Yeah.
But you can't. They have like TV clauses and
but
stuff.
But you
like
have
that.
To fight it. If you have to fight it, it's going to cost you a fortune. So,
well, I mean, if you fight the whole thing, yes. But they do have clauses in there. I know they've let people work. There's people like Jordan Miles was working Independence a week later before he quit a week after that.
Yeah, the entire
business.
And we didn't even talk about that. We talked about him debuting at MLW and then
quitting the next day.
Quitting the next day and deciding he doesn't want to do wrestling. He's ACH, if you remember, on the Indies tour. I've seen him wrestle before. So.
There's stuff like they'll let people go over and do work Japan. It's a completely different market. It's not something that they're worried about with that and type stuff. So we'll see exactly what it covers. There still might be some options to make some money. Appearances, as long as it's non-televised, they don't usually fight too much.
Yeah.
So you won't see him on AEW for, we're under 90 days now, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, that or any place else, or any place else that might possibly be televised.
Randomly. I did love Marty Scurll teasing Villain Enterprises with
Mr.
with
Harper.
Brody Lee.
Oh, Brody Lee in the picture. Yeah, I saw that. But also Marty Scurll's his contract's up as well.
His contract's been up for a couple weeks now.
He did the good thing and actually stayed to do that big show they had last night,
which apparently was a giant show.
Yeah, and apparently it's the last one we're working for him. So,
and there was some. Some major title changes on that.
I know,
show.
Well, at least one.
There's, I think, three.
Wow. So I know that they were, taking Shane Taylor. They were taking the belt off of him.
And it's not a spoiler because it was a pay per view.
It happened last night.
And it already aired. If it's already aired, it's not a spoiler.
Well, let's give everybody then. We know Shane Taylor lost his belt
To Dragon Lee.
Dragon Lee. And what else?
PCO won the heavyweight title.
Really?
Yes.
The old guy, huh?
Yes.
Wow. I shouldn't say the old guy. I should not say that.
He's 51.
Okay.
But you would think he was older because he was in WWE 25 years ago.
Yeah. Was that it? Was it the tag belts changed?
The tag belts changed, too.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham got him.
Really?
Yes.
So that if you guys caught that show last night, big show, big Ring of Honor show. A show where apparently it's a lot of people's last ones, too, because the ring announcer's done with them, too, who's been with them since.
Well, if you saw Joey Mercury's post earlier in the week, there's a lot of people that are going to be done with them very shortly.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
there are some cost-cutting measures that they had approved the list of people they weren't going, not necessarily cost-cutting, but the people they weren't going to continue with their contracts after January, and he was calling out the management again.
Yeah, he's had a big problem with them, and because of because of things they did, like, you know, getting an Uber for a guy to the airport who had a flight, like, what was it, 5 or 6 hours later, and they didn't feel it was their best judgment to occupy the guy for 6 hours or whatever the time was before his flight.
You know, not taking care of someone who has a concussion.
Someone who got hurt. So it's Ring of Honor's kind of in flux right now, big time. And hopefully some of the guys get out, including a certain guy from Rochester who might, you know, who's had, believe, offers from other companies. So.
Well, he's one of the guys they have plans for still. So,
what do you think about, not only did Luke Harper, by the way, get released from WWE, but also. We had Sin Cara, so finally Sin Cara, the second Sin Cara.
Sin Cara 2,
the second
Nicole.
One. Yes. I was just waiting for the match between Sin Cara and The Fiend and see what happens when you get the gold and the red lights going on at the same time.
Yeah.
What kind of color does it mesh? But also the Ascension, Connor and Victor both. And it was really interesting is Eric Rowan, who apparently those were his three best friends in wrestling because he actually posted something about.
I'm not surprised they came up through NXT around the same time.
They did, and
I know someone did make a point. I saw it earlier in the week that everyone who is released is either 39 or older, so they are towards the middling end of their career type deal, depending on how long they want to take it. So maybe that's one of the reasons WWE decided to let some of them go.
I don't think you need to light a fire under a few of these guys.
No, Sin Cara wants to go wrestle. He wants to go do Combates America with. Alberto Del Rio.
Alberto Patron.
Yes.
Who lost terribly. I don't know if you saw the fight. It was short enough that you could put it on a Twitter, okay?
Yes.
I saw the fight. It was very quick. Patron and...
And he lost his spinner belt.
I know. That was his
personal spinner belt.
He's the one who won that from John Cena,
yes.
Right? He took the spinner belt off John Cena. Yeah, that's right. I have a feeling that he might have handed it back to him when they were in the locker room or something, you know? I don't believe everything I see when it... I do in UFC, though, except for that dirty belt that Jorge Masvidal won or whatever that was. We can't say the word on the air.
The BMF belt?
Yeah, the BMF belt. So... man, so we got a lot of stuff to talk about. The four guys, beyond the four guys getting let go, we also had two guys fail drug tests. Wellness. They failed
violations.
Wellness violations. And that would be Bobby Roode and Primo.
Yes.
Who knew Primo was still with the company?
I could tell you, I will not say it on the air, but I could tell you a story about Bobby Roode and where it does not surprise me.
But the story you have involves an article that is just fine worthy and not suspension worthy.
Oh yeah, it's true. You're right.
So I'm wondering. It hasn't come out exactly what it's for. So
well, I mean, Bobby Roode's a great guy, man. I mean, it's a terrible thing. I mean, it's going to immediately turn him into like a guy who's going to want his release now too. Because how can they push him? He wasn't happy with what he was doing, anyways. That's what I hear.
How many people are happy with what they're doing?
He got a nice push and then it disappeared 2 weeks later, much like a lot of these guys who are in the company right now, you know? Like, what's his name? The new guy. What's his name?
Humberto Carrillo?
Yeah, Carrillo, yeah.
And then they crushed Cedric, too. Alexander.
Yeah, so there's a lot of guys come out and get these huge initial pushes. And even the Ascension, remember how much they built up the Ascension? And then
they didn't know what to do with them.
Obviously not. You know, it doesn't not. And this is one thing Matt Capitelli taught us about the minor leagues and the major leagues. What may be getting over like gangbusters down in OVW or wherever the minors are doesn't always translate well when you get to the TV. And a perfect example was the heartthrobs.
Well, they changed their gimmick completely, too.
That's
They changed 100% what they were doing and changed them around. But with the Ascension, that got over down in NXT. It was huge in NXT, and they didn't. It had a shot. It could have been. I'm not going. I say this with, you know, every respect to the Road Warriors, because they were what they were, and no one will ever be them again. But they could have done it that type of style, and they didn't.
And the
they could have done like a Road Warriors push.
The amazing thing is the Road Warriors did that in a time when there was different districts, different divisions of the NWA. So one said, you know, these guys are getting pushed like there's no tomorrow. If they come into your market, you're going to have to do the same thing.
Yeah,
you know, and it was a miracle thing too, because there's a lot of people that were very skeptical on their wrestling ability.
Well, because they didn't have any to start with.
Yeah, so they just came out and did power moves and stuff like that. And, of course, then the Doomsday Device, which was everyone loves now. You know, it's like watching a good Doomsday Device shot. We're going to go to break on that. If you have a question or a comment, 222-1280, star 1280. You want to talk about what Luke Harper does next? Maybe you guys have predictions, you know? I mean,
we have pay-per-view tomorrow.
I know, we got TLC. Who forgot? You know, and now we finally got, I guess yesterday, they filled out the rest of the card. So we had no card going into this week.
Correct.
And now we have a card. So it means WWE doesn't care too much about it. They're worrying more about the Royal Rumble right now. So
am I.
We're going to the break. You give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us. We can, you know, if you're shy. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
Will ever love you like I used to. You will never find someone like me again!
Well, I can barely stand you. Why do I need another one just like you?
Can you imagine what it would be like if Hager, Santana, Ortiz, Guevara, Jericho, and Moxley joined forces?
Whoa.
We're all heartbroken, Seth. Yeah, leave. That's fine. But guess what? That won't save your ass, because when I'm done with LP, I'm coming to find you.
Cody Rhodes, I'll be the first guy to admit it. You are, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the greatest wrestlers of this generation. And with a microphone in your hand, bud, you are absolutely untouchable. Well, with the exception of one guy. And of all the people to open your mouth about, you decided to talk about that one guy. Well, to quote a legend, bud, you do not throw rocks at a man with a machine gun. And when my mouth opens, these bullets don't miss.
This is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen or feel the pain. Woo!
Woo! Yeah, I will say it's one of my top ever things I did for the radio show, was to hang out with Ric Flair.
Was that Batavia Downs?
Batavia Downs. Right after he had left WWE. Or right before he left WWE one time and came back later under the Legends contract, I think. But, nevertheless, we're back here. You listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Furby, or you might call him Pete Alonso today, and Danger Boy, and you. And thank you so much for listening. Give us a call, 222-1280. You can text us. That number, I actually got the text thing up now, so I can see it if you're going to text us.
No one has yet.
No, but okay, so you might notice I was playing, you know, Seth Rollins' music here a little bit. Let's talk about he finally aligned himself with AOP, and he finally went heel. And did anybody?
And originally, it wasn't supposed to happen this week.
It really has to. Did anybody care?
No. It was. I mean, I like the fact they dragged it out a little bit, and they, you know, but it was supposed to be dragged out a little bit more because
you wanted it to happen on a pay per view, right?
Well, they wanted to be able. They wanted him to wrestle and whatnot, but he's got an injury. And he is not able to wrestle currently.
He is not. If you noticed, he didn't wrestle at all. In all the appearances, he was on TV.
So they had to kind of jump it a little bit and have him be the evil Uber driver.
He was the guy in the back seat of the van, or the evil Uber driver. He came out and they beat up Kevin Owens on the show. And, you know, I mean, obviously they're not setting a match up for TLC because he's hurt, but you might see the AOP. Maybe, you know, we'll get a Rey Mysterio, Kevin Owens match, tag match or something, you know.
Maybe they answer the open challenge.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, that's true. So, so what did you think? I mean, it happened quickly, you know. Are people lukewarm about it anyways? I didn't really care either way, to be honest.
He was already getting booed.
I know.
Which means he'll probably get cheered now.
I mean, I don't know if anybody cared about Seth Rollins since after WrestleMania, to be honest.
Yeah, so. I know. You and I went off on him last week. We really...
Maybe it's a pleasant change. He just upgraded his J&J security to two bigger guys.
That's true. Much bigger guys.
And
much
it's
bigger,
J&J.
Much bigger than he himself. And it's like, yeah, actually, they showed a flashback picture when we had J&J security on a couple of years ago with him. I saw a flashback picture on TV. I can't remember what they were doing. It might have been... part of backstage, which we got a CM Punk appearance again backstage this week. I didn't really get a chance to watch it yet, but nothing groundbreaking, you know. So I don't care, and I'm glad that, you know, they're hijacking the show to promote Seth Rollins being a bad guy now. But where do we go now? I mean, I believe, is there anything on the line if he wrestles? You know, Kevin Owens, you know, I mean...
Pride.
Okay, so right now there's still... And, of course, I could not find the ratings for Monday night because I think they're hiding them because they don't want anybody... Because too many people are out shopping, doing holiday shopping this week. And
yeah, I didn't see those. I didn't hear those at all this week.
I couldn't find them. I scoured, so... But, I don't know. I mean, there's some things I'd like to be doing on Raw, but one thing is I don't need to start the show with a divorce segment between... I find it funny, though, because I think the best thing is, I think if anybody, Rusev is getting over big time as, like, a funny guy. You know, I don't know if you heard that soundbite going into the break, you know, where he's like, she goes, you're never going to find another woman like me. And he goes, you know, if you're like that, no, I don't want one. You know,
He's been over for quite some time now. Rusev and Rusev Day. I mean, it's been at least 3 years now that, you know, people have just been in love with this guy, and they continue to do nothing with him.
Yeah, I know. It's like he's got bad Bobby Lashley, who's been, you know, treading water for a while.
And it's like, and I hope this whole segment is over because it's really dumb. But I, like we kind of said last week, I think they just continue to run with it because they know everybody hates it.
The worst part is, though, they're getting numbers on their social media stuff. They're the highest clicked YouTube videos that they put out every week. They're like 3 or 4 times higher than anything else.
Because we all love listening to how bad Lana is at talking.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Yeah, well, I mean, it brings me back to when they first started and we went to Syracuse for that show and the guy was holding open the iPad with Lana's CJ Perry's pictures from...
Yeah.
And it's like, I said, dude, put that down. There's little kids here. Because she had done some
Skinamax movies.
Yeah, something like that. And it's like, I had to, you know, and there's like this guy, he's like, he was 2 rows behind us by the ring holding up these pictures on his iPad. It's like, you are, dude. I mean, maybe that's what the draw is. I don't know. She is a very beautiful woman. Don't get me wrong. You know, but it's not strong enough. You know, I mean, I love Bobby Lashley. If they kept Bobby Lashley and didn't have him talk like he did in Impact, just come out and just run over everybody, they would have had a much better deal with what's going on.
He's another guy I don't want to listen to speak ever again either.
What was someone calling him last week? I can't remember. But listen, as a person and as an MMA guy as well, he's, you know, and I'm sure he'll be watching the UFC tonight like we are when we go out to Salvatore's tonight. But, you know, he's, I don't know. I just, there's a lot of things that just don't settle. I can't wait to get back past this pay-per-view so we can, like, you know, actually go out and get on the road to WrestleMania. Unfortunately, if it is Roman Reigns versus The Fiend in the main event, I don't know how well that will do.
By the way, the stuff from SmackDown last night with Bray Wyatt, because The Fiend is off with Daniel Bryan, apparently, was actually, I enjoyed it. I thought the whole thing with The Miz was good. I thought, you know, having the doll in the crib was good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Okay. Yeah, no, and this is what's going to happen. Mark my word. During the match, we're going to get a Fiend appearance because, you know, because the Fiend was here in Rochester. Nobody could verify if it really was Bray Wyatt or not because he was in costume. And I don't think it was because he had a different shape.
Yeah, it didn't look like him. And it was so dark, you couldn't tell anyway.
People were questioning it the second he came out. I mean, people near us like, what? Yeah, it's not him. So, but maybe this will add the character they've been talking about adding for a while to the Fiend's group. You know, but it was a woman, I thought. So I can't imagine a woman coming out and Bray Wyatt.
No, it's because Liv Morgan was posting stuff and everybody thought it was her, but now she's getting a makeover on Raw. So it's not her.
No, so it's not her. So
she's Emelina now.
Emelina?
Remember when Emma went to Emelina?
Oh, my goodness. Please, no. Yeah, so I'm guessing we also might see have a Daniel Bryan appearance with short hair, I'm guessing, after the Fiend was pulling hair out of underneath the ring a couple weeks ago on SmackDown. After he pulled Daniel Bryan underneath the ring. So I don't, you know, that's just my guess. But, you know, there will be something to set up this Daniel Bryan Fiend match that's going to happen at the Royal Rumble right now. That's what we got. I think this would be a great one to go to WrestleMania, but that's not Roman Reigns versus the Fiend. I would be happier with Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan accepted the Yes Movement back. So I think he's going to have, you know, incredible support once he shows up again.
I think, honestly, too, with what you were saying, wanting to see The Fiend versus, you know, Daniel Bryan going into WrestleMania, I think everybody would like to see that. But I think what this is going to tail off into is ending up maybe potentially finalizing that Daniel Bryan Miz feud that kind of just got left hanging after one of those Saudi Arabia shows.
Well, that's happened a few times with this feud with Miz. It's like Daniel Bryan, when it came down to the matches, Bryan would win every time.
Yeah, and it kind of went back and forth, but nothing. There was like no finalization to it. It just kind of just kept dragging out. And I want to see something like, something that actually shows an ending to this. You know, I know they've been going at it for years now.
But I mean, there's traditional guys who have fought each other in the world of wrestling and never really had definitive winner either way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Roddy Piper was a guy who always lost to Hulk Hogan every time he took him on. And Roddy Piper, you know, I think he cherished that because of the heat he would get building up those
and
matches.
The money he would make.
And the money he would make, too. But I mean, there's guys who crisscrossed paths their whole career and they never had definitive ends to their feuds. You know, so, I mean, who knows? But, I mean, it doesn't need to last any longer. You are correct there. On this note, I'm going to go to break. We've got this is a text that came in. It says, Lashley's lack of charisma makes Lance Storm seem like The Rock back in the day. I see it, but it's like Lashley is, he doesn't need to talk. He's a great wrestler, and I think that, you know, they just are screwing it up by letting him come out and defend himself. So we're going to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Well, it's time for Seth freaking Rollins to push back. Your negativity has become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that self-fulfilling prophecy has turned your fiction into fact. It has turned me to stand side by side with two men who understand. It has turned me to stand side by side with the AOP.
Cody, I'm so sorry. Did I offend you, huh, bud? Oh, are you guys upset?
This is Y2J Chris Jericho, the hero of the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I never thought that I would ever hear Suffer and Succotash ever again in the world of wrestling. But MJF proved me wrong.
MJF is one of the best talkers that I've heard in the business in the last 5 years. And he's fantastic.
He's got friends here in town, too. I know that because once he made his debut, everyone's like, oh, yeah, I mean, we worked with him a long time ago. Yeah, so, cause he's, yeah, I enjoy. I mean, I don't dig the scarf, but beyond that, he usually comes out and says something pretty funny every time. So, Danger?
Oh, he's great on the mic. He's actually talented in the ring, too, and he's only, like, 23.
Young kid, yeah. So, yeah.
And we really haven't seen much of him in the ring yet on AEW. I think he's one of the guys that they've actually done a pretty good job of building his character. Instead of just throwing him out there.
And I did like the story that came out from Chris Jericho this week trying to explain to the Lucha Bros what tag team wrestling actually was and that you actually do have to make tags. He goes, they say it's Lucha Libre style. I wrestled down there for 3 years straight. And you know what we did? We tagged in and out. So
what do you think, Danger? You weren't here last week when we talked about it. What do you think about Joe's commentary?
I like Joe on commentary. He's well-spoken, which is something... He's always been that way. It's just usually he's yelling at you because...
He's got great lines underneath his breath. When you hear him, you know, like, for instance, when they were down in Nashville and Drew McIntyre was talking with a Southern accent, he goes, yeah, they talk like that here. You know, it's like just these, like, these little comments he says usually have me laughing. Joe does a great job. You know, is he good enough to knock off the guy that was there, Madden Dio? Or was
Dio Madden?
Yeah, Dio Madden.
Well, Dio Madden's already done, apparently.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last week,
but,
too.
But as much as I like Joe on commentary, I still would much rather have Joe in the ring, so he needs to heal up quickly.
Yeah, what was it, broken hand? It was something. Yeah,
it's like his thumb or something, and it's been a while. It's been healing for a while. So I know with those things, if you get ligaments and whatnot, it can take forever.
So I was watching AEW with the RTs because, like I said, he's in Corpus Christi Ice Rays. They're going to be in Corpus Christi this Wednesday. So Rob has got...
I'm assuming he's going.
He has got to fly back down there. But he was up in town because the Butcher, the Blade, and the Bunny were in Buffalo this weekend, actually wrestling at Riverworks.
They do their own show.
They also did the band.
It's a concert, too.
Yeah, the band's playing both nights. Every Time I Die, is that it?
Yes.
Yep. They're playing both nights, but they're wrestling earlier today. That's why he couldn't be here today, is he's got to be there at, like, I think he said he has to be there at, like, 9:30
this
morning.
Yeah, he's doing commentary.
So, but they're his friends, the guys who debuted on AEW, so that's what he wanted to get together.
Well, let's see, it's Pepper Parks, who's been in Buffalo forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His wife, Allie.
Yep.
And then, you know, the guitarist from
Andy Williams.
Every Time I Die.
Yeah. And that kind of made big news, I think, in another, not in the wrestling world, but more in the music world.
Yeah, it got a lot of metal band coverage.
Yeah, so they played last night, they're playing tonight, and he's there with them, and they have a show, so hopefully everything goes okay.
And then he gets to watch him wrestle Cody Rhodes and Darby Allin on Wednesday.
That's right, on Wednesday. And it's like, and they had their debut. What did you think of their debut?
I thought they did the same thing they did when, like, the Black Order and came out and whatnot. They did nothing to explain who they were, and they sold them short because of that.
I agree. And it's like, you know.
They come out, and everybody there who's not a huge, giant indie mark, and I know there's a ton of huge, giant indie marks that go to AEW shows, but they don't follow that closely, are like, who is this? They don't know who it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I think, though, since the debut, maybe it was they were trying to get over with just shock factor, because obviously what they're doing is they're attacking the man in AEW, honestly, taking out Cody. And then I think they did a decent job with the video packages the last few weeks. I mean, you've seen a lot of it with the Dark Order as well. They're really, really trying to build them as well now, too.
I still don't know why, because I'm sorry, I was never a Super Smash Brothers fan, and I'm still not. They have one good guy. The other guy looks like a blob.
you make a point. I remember the Smash. I mean, I remember when the Smash Brothers wrestled here at the Dome with Upstate Pro Wrestling. They came, got to see. I think it was Duo. There's Uno and Duo. I think there was two of them, and now there's only one, I guess, involved in that group. But I was going to say, maybe I'm getting it wrong. It's been quite a while. But, yeah, there's a lot of things. You know, like I said, they have two. We mentioned this last week. They have 2 hours to get what they can. There's a lot of people that are signed to the company that haven't even debuted yet. You know, haven't. I mean, listen, and they're trying their darndest to get Kenny Omega over, and I don't think he is.
No. You know, I don't think he is. I think
they gave him a match this week, you know, a tag match, and they try to get him over, and he won.
I think what they're doing right now with Adam Page is the first time he's going to get over. I don't think he's gotten over at all because they didn't.
I think he was over in Ring of Honor when he was part of.
No, I think he's over in Ring of Honor. I think he played second fiddle.
But
when
Kenny
he was
Omega
over.
Was never over in Ring of Honor. Okay, so I don't know if he's ever been over in America.
And pretty much, I mean, we're getting some exposure with Omega on AEW, but most of his matches have been on AEW Dark. And I don't know if Hangman Page has honestly won a match since, you know, before AEW's been on television, it seems like.
But Page, at least, they're going to turn heel here. They started those seeds this week.
They did, yeah.
And he spent last week sitting home drinking whiskey. Which, yeah. Good for him. I'm appreciative. But this week on Wednesday is going to be a huge week because it is the last shows of the year for both companies.
Yeah, that's right. Because we got Christmas and New Year's all on Wednesdays.
And I'm going to go on a limb and say that NXT is going to have a major title change.
They're
going to
have a new champion. I think Finn Balor has been untouchable since he showed up in the
That's not the one I think is changing.
I'm thinking Finn Balor is walking out in that main event with the
title. I think
title.
Rhea Ripley is walking out and beating Shayna Baszler, who's moving up.
Yeah.
And going to win the Royal Rumble.
You know, you make some good points, but I heard that there's a major title changing on NXT. It's probably, I'm thinking, listen, why not put it on Finn Balor? He's the highest paid guy working in that company, I'm guessing. Oh, you know, that NXT, that
I don't know
division.
If Finn Balor needs the title, though, in NXT.
But
right
they have
now.
Made him untouchable. They put him in these matches where it's like he's like the littlest guy. And he ends
Which
up,
is all the more reason to put Adam Cole over to make him even stronger.
You know, I don't know how long we're going to get the Undisputed Era running the show.
I don't think Adam Cole loses that title until they're ready to move on.
I think
the
he loses
era.
It at WrestleMania to Tommaso Ciampa because they're going to have NXT matches on WrestleMania.
I've heard that, yep. Which is amazing. So they don't need a takeover then before that, do they?
They're changing their takeover schedule completely.
I know. I saw that we've get the next one is going to be actually a regular pay per view. It's not going to be a takeover.
Yes, that's why they're not doing. They're doing the Worlds Collide the night before Royal Rumble.
Evolve, right?
Instead of the takeover.
Yeah.
But the rumor now is that there's going to be 10 guys from Raw, 10 guys from SmackDown, 10 guys from NXT, and same with the ladies, 10, 10, and 10. In the Royal Rumble matches, which also eliminates your legends.
Yeah, you don't
surprises.
No DDP this year, you
which
mean?
Is fine because they're immediate eliminations, anyways.
True. Usually, you know, we're gonna go to break on that. Think about it. Give us a call, man. Do you agree, disagree with what we're saying? I mean, this is some heavy, deep discussion on how the company's future. And I think they kind of painted themselves into a corner, making a developmental on even footing with Raw and SmackDown, when there's people still in NXT who still need to develop as a wrestler. You know, you watch those shows, and there's sometimes people out there. It's like that really are you could tell they're very green with the business still.
Well, so, you get the same thing on AEW.
That's true. And you know what? You're not, and so and that's probably why they tied.
Yes,
tied numbered exact amount, same people watch both of them. This past week. So tell us which one you think wins too, NXT or AEW. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, it's JB Jeremy Borash, and you are listening to my favorite radio show in the entire world, the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you, JB. JB is going to be in Buffalo January 12th with NXT.
I'm pretty sure some of us are going to be there, too.
I have not bought a ticket yet, but please.
I have not yet either, but I plan.
I'm going to just get a $20 one, stand around, because you can see, because there's places you can stand that are technically like the eighth row if you're standing. It's that close to the ring, so I'm looking forward to seeing JB. Maybe I can get there a little bit earlier this time, and we can catch up a little bit more. But to welcome back to the show. So some quick news. This is our last segment. And if you want to call 222-1280, star 1280. Some quick news. Sasha Banks was not on SmackDown this week. They said she's off recording a rap album with her cousin, with her relative. I don't know what.
It's a cousin.
It's cousin Snoop Dogg. So that ought to be interesting when that comes out. David Arquette is going to be the subject of a new documentary. Remember David Arquette? He used to be the WCW heavyweight champion.
And then last year decided he wanted to do a whole bunch of indie wrestling for some reason.
And he did, too.
And almost died in a match.
Did he get cut or something?
Yeah, he got cut bad.
He did. So David Arquette, can you read more of that, what I was saying, because I got to answer the phone here.
Well, he's going to be a subject of a new documentary, You Can't Kill David Arquette, and it follows him around his return last year to the pro wrestling circuit. The guy who's directing it was an Emmy or Oscar nominee. And it's going to follow the last 2 years. He worked the independent scene, attempt to earn respect to fans and colleagues. And it will feature interviews with his ex-wife, Courtney Cox, and Hall of Famer Ric Flair.
You remember he was on backstage a few weeks ago, too, trying to cut a promo. And Booker
promo
T.
Promo school?
Him and Booker T were side by side. And he was talking about, you know, Booker T. I mean, it was. I thought it was good. It was funny. He kind of goofed up at the end, but it was.
Well, he's trying to clear his name. He never really wanted to be WCW champion. They did it as that cross promotion.
No, because they wanted to sell a movie.
And he catches crap for it all the time. So he wanted to go out there. He's actually a pro wrestling fan, and he went out there and showed, hey, look, I'm gonna give it a shot. And he did earn some respect.
He was scheduled to be in Buffalo at ESW, I think.
Yeah, at one point.
I think he had to back out of it, but there was, you know,
there was some conflict or some injury or something.
Speaking of flashing back a little bit, WWE had announced one person in a group going into the Hall of Fame this year. So, do you think that Sean Waltman deserves to be in the Hall of Fame multiple times? Because he is. Him, Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, and Scott Hall, the NWO, the original NWO. You know, because we figured there's like 15 of them that they could have.
Well, they could have had like 37 different people.
I was going to say there was
a
lot.
But to be fair, Waltman was number 6.
Okay, yes, he was.
Because Ted DiBiase and the Giant, a.k.a. Big Show, were members before he was.
True. 2-2-2-12-80.
So they're not the original four, no. Even though WWE likes to change history.
The original, it was the Outsiders when Hogan joined them. So there was three. The new, yeah. That formed, and that's when they
that was New World Order.
Coined the phrase, yes. New World Order. And he did it in the promo at Bash at the Beach?
Yes.
Infamous promo that turned Hogan, first time ever in his career, first time since he's been popular.
Correct.
Into a bad guy, because he was a bad guy when he was in the WWF back in the 70s.
Yeah, he wrestled Andre the Giant at Shea Stadium.
I watched that, by the way. Andre was bleeding at the end of that, too, but Andre won that one. He had his hand raised in the end. I watched him play heel against Tony Atlas when Tony Atlas was brand new in the WWWF. So, and Tony Atlas actually pinned him by pressing him and then dropping him on his groin into the ropes, and then Hogan and he pinned him right after that. So it was like, you know, but you have to be,
the old days of wrestling when stuff like that were finishers.
You have to be strong enough to lift, you know, bent, you know. To,
Hogan was a big boy back then.
He had him high above his head. So let's go to the phones real quick. We got Brian. What's up, buddy?
Hi guys, how are you?
We're doing great.
You know, you guys were talking about before the break. I'm watching guys online about AEW and WWE. I have to say, and I'm sorry, I hope I'm not banned from this, hope I'm saying this.
Why?
I think AEW is better than the WWE because they get more wrestling action on their shows, because it seems like it takes three WWE matches for... No, three AEW matches for one WWE match to end. And I have a quick question.
Okay, you're correct. By the way, you're correct. And don't need to listen. We can't ban you for your opinion. So, and some people would say it's a great opinion. So go ahead.
Okay. There's a WWE wrestler. I don't know his name. It begins with an H, not Triple H. There's another wrestler with an H. Is he related to... Carlito, the one that used to come in the ring with the apple.
Do you mean Primo? Primo Colon? That's his brother.
Primo Colon, yeah.
That's his brother.
Does he have a brother? Oh, that's his brother.
His brother.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Brian. Thanks for calling, man. And yeah, don't ever worry about... There's a lot of people who think AEW, because you get more wrestling. You get less promos, you get more wrestling.
Yes, but they do lack in the casual fan because they don't build up their characters, and some of their matches could use a little editing down to be a little shorter. Not every match needs to be 20 minutes.
Now, I've heard they've been taping the last couple of weeks matches after they were done, maybe to put together something that will run in the holiday season when they're not on.
Well, it just happens to be the year they would have Christmas and New Year's. I know they're doing a New Year's show.
Okay.
They're doing a show on New Year's, but they're not doing Christmas. So it could be something they could do there.
Yeah.
I know this week for their After Dark, they had Vicky Guerrero doing commentary,
yep.
And apparently she got huge pops.
Yeah, well, of course. Excuse me. You know, all you got to do is say that. Now, Ferb, you're going to see AEW in Cleveland.
Yes, January 29th. It'll be the first time that they're in Ohio getting a Christmas gift to go get it, or for a ticket to go see the show. So I'm pretty excited for that. But I'll be in Cleveland for a few days there and really excited to get my first AEW experience.
Yes, and also we just, I think you posted that SmackDown is going to be live in Buffalo in March.
Yep, March 6th, Friday night SmackDown, so Fox is coming to Buffalo.
Again? Maybe
the WWE will be there. Maybe the main roster will be there.
Maybe the wrestlers will get there this time.
And it's basically the Friday show before Elimination Chamber. Elimination Chamber will be in Philadelphia. Then also earlier in the week on the Sunday, which is March 1st, they kick off the Road to WrestleMania in Syracuse.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of wrestling over there this week.
And we did mention earlier NXT January 12th is going to be at the River. Yep. We're definitely going to be there. Yep. And it's a Sunday. Afternoon.
And then some other wrestling, too, in the area that same week of the Riverworks show. We got Upstate Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Bowl at the Eagles Club January 11th. So that'll be a lot of good wrestling.
So that's a Saturday night. And then Sunday, the NXT is going to be at Riverworks.
Yep.
So we got a lot of great wrestling. Is there any other news that really was that significant? We didn't talk too much about TLC, and I think we give it.
We forgot to mention Batista's going in.
Oh, Batista, yeah. He's a single guy who's going in. A singular wrestler.
I don't know if Dana Brooke thinks he's single anymore.
Yeah, I will say that we talked about Alberto El Patron last week fighting Tito Ortiz, and it was a terrible match that Alberto lost. But
lost very quickly.
Yeah, pretty quickly. Apparently, they're trying to tease an Andrade and Vega split, but I don't think that's going to really happen. Probably just a ploy to make her come back and help him win some sort of big match, which is hopefully happening. But it's about the most news. That's I want to let you know you can find any of our old shows on feelthepain.net or thepainclinic.net as well, and you can be our friend on Facebook. Watch it. We've been doing the whole show live this week, and I actually remembered to turn it on this week. So I want to thank you all for listening. Listen to any of our old shows also on iTunes. You can find them anywhere. And good luck, Mr. Luke Harper. Hopefully we'll talk to you before you land on your feet and see where you're going, you know. And the Artiste will be probably with us in a couple of weeks. Next week we'll be doing the special charity show that we do every year with Gary Mervis and Camp Good Days and Special Times. But we will have a web-only show that we'll do before that. So plan to catch us on the web at 9 o'clock next week. And we'll see you next week on Fox Sports 1280. You guys have a great week. Thanks for showing up. Have a safe week and good luck with all your shopping and everything. And come on out tonight and watch us UFC 2. Come and hang out with me and watch UFC tonight, 3 title fights. We'll see you next week, folks.